Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Now, boys and girls, before the bell rings, I'd like to tell you that tomorrow we're going to start another one of our interesting civic projects.
Oh, no.
Well, now, class, we've always enjoyed our civic projects, haven't we?
Yes, Miss Landers. Except when we studied erosion. I went home, and my father asked me what I did in school. I said we looked at dirt. He got mad at me.
Well, we're all through looking at dirt, Harry. This week, we're going to start our fire prevention project. We're going to learn about our fire department. We're going to study fire hazards and how to prevent fires. But first of all, we're going to elect a junior fire chief.
Miss Landers?
Yes, Penny?
Can a girl be a junior fire chief? Or is it just for the boys?
Yes, Theodore?
Do we get to go to fires and junk?
No, Beaver. We're mainly concerned with preventing fires at school and in our homes.
Heck.
Beaver, I think we'll find it very exciting. And now, boys and girls, between now and tomorrow, I want you to think about who would make our best junior fire chief and who you're going to vote for. Yes, Richard?
My grandfather was in the San Francisco fire.
Oh, well, he must have told you some very interesting stories.
Oh, no, ma'am. He'd already croaked before I knew him.
That's a shame. Oh, now, everybody remember, tomorrow is our election day.
Hey, Beaver, are you going to vote for me for junior fire chief?
Well, gee, I don't know, Gilbert.
You don't know? Hey, Beaver, are you trying to say I'm not a neat guy?
No, I think you're a neat guy.
Thanks a lot, Beaver. I knew I could count on you.
Hey, Beaver, I just want to tip you off to something.
To what, Richard?
Well, I'm going to be junior fire chief.
So if you vote for anybody else, your vote's going to be wasted.
Well, I don't know, Richard. Maybe I better think about it, I think.
Okay, Beaver. When I'm up there getting the badge tomorrow, how are you going to feel sitting back there knowing you're the only creep that didn't vote for me?
Yeah. Well, I sure wouldn't want to feel that way.
Okay, then it's all set. Thanks a lot, pal. Want a piece of candy, Beaver?
Thanks, Whitey.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and thanks for voting for me.
Who said I was voting for you?
Gee, Beav, you wouldn't want to take a piece of candy from a guy and then not vote for him, would you?
I mean, that's the only reason you gave me the candy?
What else? Hey, Bill, wait up!
Well, Wally, how's your junior class spring dance coming?
Well, not so good. I don't know if we're going to have one.
Why not?
Well, because I'm on the committee to get the orchestra. We've only got 18 bucks.
Well, the $18, that's not very much.
Well, Eddie Haskell said that if we get some of the rich kids' parents to chaperone, then they could come up with a loot.
Typical Eddie Haskell idea. Well, Beaver, I guess you don't have any big problems like that in grammar school, do you?
Oh, gee, no, Dad. The only thing we got going is we're going to elect a junior fire chief.
Big deal.
I suppose that's tied up with Fire Prevention Week, huh?
I think it's tied up with something like that, because they're making a big fuss about it.
Eve, you think you got any chance of making fire chief?
I haven't thought about it. I've been too busy thinking who I'm going to vote for.
Why don't you run yourself?
Well, sure, Beav. You'd make just as good a fire chief as any of those other little goofs.
Sure, Beaver. Why don't you ever want to run for anything?
Oh, well, that's when I kind of don't want to be a big shot.
Boys, would you help me clear the table?
Well, sure, Mom. What do you mean you don't want to be a big shot?
I don't want guys nudging other guys and saying, "Boy, look at that Beaver. Man, he really thinks he's something."
Well, Beaver, other boys in your class got elected to things.
Sure, Dad, but I'd feel funny. On the outside, I'd be a big shot, but on the inside, it'd still be me.
Well, let's look at it this way, Beaver. Somebody's got to be the junior fire chief, and it might as well be you.
Beaver, if you did run, you'd win.
Gee, Mom, why'd they let me?
Well, just because you're so sweet.
Mom, I don't think any kid in school ever got elected just because he was sweet.
Well, maybe that was the wrong expression to use.
I believe your mother was thinking along the same lines as I was. I think you'd probably make as good a fire chief as any of the other children. And personally, I'd like to see you try for it.
Yeah, I guess so, Dad. And anyway, it's better standing around here talking about it. No fooling, Beaver. You really going to run for junior fire chief? Well, I guess so.
Boy, Beav, and all the time we've been going to school, you never ran for anything.
I know, but my parents told me I shouldn't always be a nothing.
Gee, I thought only my parents said stuff like that.
Nah, my parents even say it to me. And look what a big shot I am.
No, Beaver, I'm going to vote for you.
No fooling?
Yeah, the way I figure. What's wrong with having a nothing for a junior fire chief?
Yeah, I'll vote for you too, Beaver. Be good to have a guy and we could shove around.
I'll vote for you, Beaver. How about you, Rich?
Well, I kind of figured on voting for myself.
Well, Beaver Cleaver, I hear you're going to run for junior fire chief.
Well, I might.
Well, you don't have a chance, because all the girls are voting for me.
So?
Okay, Beaver, I'll vote for you. You might be a nothing, but at least you're not a girl.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Well, my goodness, Wally, you're home almost an hour early.
Well, I'm on the junior dance committee, and we had a meeting.
Oh, did you accomplish anything?
Well, sure, I got out of my last two classes.
I mean, did you accomplish anything towards getting an orchestra?
Well, not exactly. Mary Ellen Rogers on the decorating committee said that we should have Japanese lanterns. Then Eddie Haskell said that we should have colored balloons. Then they started yelling at each other. And then Eddie said, well, why don't you step on the alley and we'll settle it. Everybody broke up and we never got to the orchestra.
Well, I hope Beaver's having better luck at his school with the election.
Well, I don't know, Mom. I don't think they'll make him junior fire chief. He's too nice a kid to get elected to anything.
Is being nice a handicap in getting along in the world?
Sure, Mom. Didn't you know that?
And now, class, we're going to pin the badge on our honorary junior fire chief.
Thank you, Miss Landers.
Congratulations, Chief Cleaver. And, class, I think you've made a fine choice. I think that's enough enthusiasm, Richard.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Now, Theodore, I'd like you to pass out these official manuals for the junior fire department.
Yes, Miss Landers.
This book shows us where to find fire hazards in our home and throughout our neighborhood.
What do we do when we find a fire hazard, Miss Landers?
Beaver is also going to hand out some of these citation slips. Now, when you find a fire hazard in your home or your neighborhood, hand out one of these slips calling attention to the violation.
Miss Landers?
Yes, Gilbert.
Does this mean we get to squeal on our parents?
I don't think that's quite the right spirit, Gilbert.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Now, the class that does the best job during this fire prevention campaign will pay a visit to our local fire department and have its picture taken.
Miss Landers?
Yes, Whitey?
If we see a building burning, are we supposed to come and tell you, or should we tell the fire department?
Whitey, you want me to send a note home to your mother?
Oh, no, thank you, Miss Landers.
Beaver, our class is going to win and get to see the fire department, aren't we?
I don't know. The 8th grade's got 9 more guys than we got. Yeah, but 5 of those guys are girls.
No, Beaver, I bet you could arrest a grown-up with that badge.
Well, sure he could. He probably couldn't arrest him, but he could yell at him and tell him to get back away from buildings and all that tough stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, Beaver, you're going to be a real big shot.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Hey, Whitey, give me a few of those citation slips, will you?
Sure.
Gee, thanks, Whitey. You know something? I'm really starting to feel like a real fire chief.
You know, Beaver, I'm glad you won, even though I would have made a better fire chief.
You gonna play golf today?
No, there are some things I really should do around the house.
In other words, it rained last night. Course is too wet to play on.
Exactly. Hey, you know, I'm quite proud of that Beaver, getting himself elected junior fire chief.
Yes. Wasn't he proud of his badge last night?
I didn't think he'd make it. I thought the job would go to one of those aggressive little characters. Well, at least with Beaver, we don't have to worry about us going to his head.
Honey, you know, Beaver's a little bit shy. I think we should encourage him and help him.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Dad, you know, with the dance coming up and everything, I'm going to need some extra money. Is there anything I can do around the house here? Good morning, Mom.
Morning, Wally.
Is there, huh, Dad?
Well, there are those big logs out in back that have to be sawed up and put in the wood box.
Well, I didn't mean any big money like that. I just meant something where I could make maybe $3 or $4.
Well, I was going to have the car washed. I suppose that'd be worth a dollar.
Yes, if you vacuumed out the inside, too.
Okay. Guess that'll teach me to open my mouth, huh?
Where's your brother?
Oh, he got up early this morning, went up in the attic.
Oh, why would he go up there?
Well, I don't know. He used to go up there and look for bugs.
Oh, hi, Babe.
Hi, Dad. There you are.
What's this?
Citations. In the attic, you've got papers too near the chimney and wires hanging from the wall plug.
Yeah, well, Beaver, I've been meaning to fix that plug, and those papers are too close to the chimney.
Yes, sir, Dad. It's not that I'm mad at you. It's just my job.
Beaver, we're glad to see you're taking your job seriously.
Well, could I have some toast, Mom?
Wally, would you plug the toaster in, make some toast?
Oh, sure, Mom.
Uh-oh. That place busted. You need a new one, Mom.
Oh, yes, I know. I've been meaning to get a new one.
Well, that's a fire hazard. Is that a pencil, Dad?
No, but I think there's one in the den.
I'll be right back.
Boy. You know something, Mom? Until he gets over playing a big shot, it's going to be murder around here.
Where'd the newspapers come from?
Well, don't you remember? They were too close to the chimney in the attic.
Oh, yes. And, honey, I got a new plate for the wall plug in the kitchen at the market. Would you put it on for me?
Sure.
Beaver, did you unplug that while I was using it?
I sure did. You were committing a violation.
How could I be committing a violation just washing Dad's car?
Your bare feet were committing a violation. Could have stepped in one of the puddles and got electrocuted.
Look, if I want to get electrocuted, that's my own business. It's a free country.
You're not going to get electrocuted around here and make me look like a crummy fire chief.
You know something, Beaver? You were a much better brother when you were a nothing.
What are you doing in here?
Oh, I'm replacing the plug on this lamp before the chief jumps all over me.
By doing that, aren't you denying him the pleasure of handing you another citation?
Well, it's just what I have in mind. It doesn't do for a son to get too much on his father.
Back door?
Together. Oh, I'd better answer the phone.
Huh?
Well, I'm closer to it. Hello? Yeah, this is Mr. Cleaver. Oh, Mr. Thompson, you moved into the old Baker house down the street. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yes. Well, you know how your kids are when they get an idea in their heads. Oh, you don't. Well, I'll certainly speak to him. Yes. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Ward.
June, what? That was the man who bought the old Baker house down the street. It seems Beaver gave him a citation.
Oh, Ward, they just moved in. What was it for?
For not having a spark arrestor on his outdoor barbecue. He'd come right out and say so, but he implied that we'd sent Beaver over to Snoop.
Oh.
Who was at the back door?
Oh, it was Chucky's father. Do you know that he was burning leaves in his backyard when Beaver and Gilbert came by? They wanted to see his burning permit. And when he said he didn't have one, they got a pail of water and put out his fire.
Beaver did that?
Yes, and Mr. Murdoch's trying to be nice about it, but, honey, I think he's really angry.
Sounds like the badge on Beaver's chest had gone to his head, doesn't it? Well, I suppose...
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello there, Beaver. Seems you've had a busy morning.
Oh, yes, sir. And right after lunch, me and Gilbert are going over to Filbert Street and see how many guys we can catch over there. Oh, here you are, Dad.
What's this?
Oh, when you took the papers out of the attic and threw them behind the garage, you put them right next to the incinerator.
Ward, now I think you're really going to have to speak to him.
Well, I know it, but how do you tell your son not to be so conscientious?
Well, we ought to do something.
Well, I don't want to always be the one telling him things. No, I think this time it's better if he finds out he's being too big a big shot on his own.
Yes, but I'm afraid by the time he finds out, nobody in Mayville will be speaking to us.
What's a Beaver?
He had lunch early and went off someplace with Gilbert.
You know, he's acting like a little wise guy with those citations. Well, I think Dad ought to do something about it before somebody clobbers him.
Well, Wally, your father wants the Beaver to find out for himself that he's going about this in the wrong way.
Well, I don't know. I still think Dad ought to handle it. Well, that's a better way than to have some stranger clobber him.
Look, Gus, I gave out 15 citations just since this morning.
15 citations?
Yeah, and I yelled at him, too. And I told them they'd better watch or they'd really get in trouble.
That's a funny thing, Beaver. I've been a fireman all my life. And it sounds like in 2 days, you yelled at more people than I ever did.
Gus, didn't you have any fun being a fireman?
Oh, I had my share of fun. But my yelling times wasn't my good times.
Well, what other fun is there of being a fireman? Well, except to yell at people, and maybe once in a while rescue some girls.
Well, now, Beaver, I wasn't much at rescuing girls. I made my fame with cats and furniture. But let me tell you something. A good fireman doesn't shove people around or yell at them. We try to educate them in better safety habits.
Well, gee, Gus, what's the good of having a badge? Well, if you can't tell people off.
Now, Beaver, that isn't the purpose of having a badge. Wearing a badge can be the means of getting your respect, but you can't get respect from people unless you treat them right. Now, I've found that instead of shoving people around, if you're nice to them, they listen to you a lot better.
Well, gee, Gus, from what you've been telling me, it sounds like I've been kind of a crummy fireman and yell at people.
Well, if you start yelling at someone, he's going to start yelling back. When you've got two people yelling at each other, there's nobody left to listen.
Yeah. Boy, I never listen when I'm getting yelled at. I'm always too busy thinking of what to say back.
Beaver, why don't you stick around here a little while and let me tell you a little something about what it means to wear this badge.
Okay, Gus. I guess nothing will burn down while we two firemen are talking.
And Richard, how about your report?
Yes, Miss Landers. I found 7 places where people had junk and stuff around that could start a fire. And I gave every one of them a violation slip.
Oh, well, thank you. Penny, may we have your report?
I was in a horse show over the weekend. And my mother said I had too many things on my mind to be a fireman. So I'll do it tonight.
I'd appreciate that, Penny.
Whitey. I gave out 11.
See? And, Gilbert, how about your report?
I jumped on a whole mess of grown-ups. I even gave my father 6 violations.
And now for our chief. Theodore, as honorary junior fire chief, I know you've been very conscientious about your job. Would you please make your report?
I don't have any violations.
Not any.
Boy, what a crummy fire chief.
You don't have any report to make, Beaver?
No, Miss Landers. I did have a whole big bunch, but I tore it up.
Did you have some reason for doing that?
Yes, Miss Landers. Because if you're a good fireman, you don't go around yelling at people. You try to tell them in a nice way that they're doing dumb stuff, well, so they won't get themselves burned up. And if you do tell them in a nice way, well, that they're doing dumb stuff, well, they'll listen to you. And they won't think you're being a wise guy big shot just on account you got a badge.
Well, Theodore, I'd say you've learned quite a lot about being a fireman.
Oh, yes, Miss Landers. But I didn't learn it all by myself. My friend Gus the fireman learned me most of it.
Well, I think we're all very proud of what Gus taught you. Aren't we, class?
Yes, Mrs. Landers.
I still think he was a crummy fire chief.
And you were the crummiest horse in the horse show, too.
Yeah. All right, children, that will be enough. Now let's take out our notebooks and copy down this arithmetic assignment. Wally? How'd you make out with your orchestra for the dance?
Oh, we're hiring a real good one.
I thought you only had $18.
Well, we used some of the money from our drinking fountain fund.
Drinking fountain fund?
Yeah. Yeah, next year, our class was going to present the school with a drinking fountain in memory of the class of 62.
Well, what are you going to do instead?
Well, the committee figures that we can get by with giving the school library a subscription to National Geographic instead.
Beaver? How did your class make out with a fire prevention campaign? Did you win?
No, the eighth grade won. They're always winning stuff this time of year. That's on account of the school doesn't want to have a stupid-looking graduating class.
Well, Beaver, one of these days you'll be in the eighth grade.
Yeah, I guess so, Dad. But I sure will be surprised when I get there.
Long before animal rights became fashionable in this country, Beaver Cleaver led the cause in Mayfield. Stay tuned for an episode that is way ahead of its time. Beaver's Frogs is coming up next, right here on TV Land.